This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105
Radio. And it's lovely to have Hetty Wood from Rowan in the studio. Hello, my love. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
It's about it now. It's February. We're not doing that anymore.
Yeah, I think we're done with that now.
Lovely to see you.
And you.
We were just talking. This is called Cast Your Mind Back a While, isn't it? We reckon, what, about 7 or 8 months now, back to July?
Yes, I reckon so, is when I first came in to talk about the art exhibition and starting it all.
And the way this worked out was back then you were coming in, you were pitching a load of blank canvases at people.
I was.
Tell us what the idea behind it was, because this is the first time you've done this.
This is the first time we've done this. So the aim was to get professional amateur artists around Cambridge to get involved in our charity art exhibition by simply buying a canvas, a blank canvas from us for £10. And then they had to go away and think about the theme Cambridge scene, and they could take it wherever they wanted to go. They could use anything they wanted to use to create something on the canvas that then we could sell at an art exhibition. So we didn't know how it was going to go. We didn't know if people were going to do it.
No.
And we are now, it is the week of the exhibition, and we've managed to get 150 canvases.
Wow.
So we are chuffed.
That is amazing. So from the first point of the project, the selling of the canvases, which was a fundraiser for you in any case, that's ticked done,
that's
as
done.
You say.
Yeah, been really successful, so
and
that's
now,
great.
And now here we are. Now, I've got your flyer up on the screen. Is this actually examples of the work I'm looking at?
This
or have you
is.
Just got a load of decent pictures off the internet
no,
and shoved
I
them in?
No, I promise.
Because these are amazing.
It is, honestly, the work that's been coming in, this is only four examples. The work that we've been wrapping and packing today, it's really exciting. I really urge people to come along because the artwork is absolutely beautiful. It's unique. It's one of kind. And it's £45. £45
so
per canvas.
Rules. That's the rules, is it?
Yep.
Now, it doesn't matter what it is. It's
doesn't
45
matter.
Quid.
Yep, correct.
So what have people done?
So we've had people paint. We've had people use textiles, ceramics, wood, and everyone's really gone their own way with it. So we've had people do buildings in Cambridge. We've had people do historical figures.
Yes, yeah, so I can see one of Stephen Hawking here, and that's a very good likeness.
It's stunning, isn't it?
Isn't it?
It's really, really beautiful.
I mean, when you see Cambridge alumni and people like that, quite often you think, oh, yeah, okay, that's an emeritus professor from somewhere. That's Stephen Hawking. Even I knew that as one of the people who didn't go to the uni. It's beautifully done.
And then we've had punting, we've had people do street signs, we've had people just really take it their own way, and we've had a canvas that's actually been sort of taken apart and then been rebuilt with wood from the Botanic Gardens.
Oh, wow.
So it's really, everyone has taken it their own way. So come along and you will just see all these beautiful pieces of artwork and expect the unexpected because it is lovely.
Well, I'm looking at a couple of pictures now. Councillor Kevin Price, who was in earlier, I reckon he'd have had the one which is a view from the Guildhall
over
the market square.
Over the market,
and
yes.
those coloured stripy roofs of the market square. It's beautiful. That would hang on any lounge or whatever wall somewhere on a house in Cambridge, and everyone's it's going to connect you with the city, isn't it? The first picture you got. If you want to see what I'm seeing, by the way, rowanhumberston.co.uk, and a pop-up will come up and you can see the pictures that I'm looking at. There's one here of it looks like, is it Jesus Green? Somewhere
it
like
is,
that.
Yes.
And it's in the snow and it's looking across to some of the buildings in the distance on a sunny day. Looks like a photograph.
It does. You wouldn't know it was about, but I promise you, and that will be up for sale.
£45.
£45 on Saturday.
I bet the galleries in Cambridge love you because this is about 900 quid's worth of stuff you've got here.
It's beautiful. It's so lovely.
It is amazing. And I love the one of punting. It's just, and as you say, have you any idea of the sort of age range we're looking at here?
So we've actually had our youngest artist has been 10.
Wow.
And then it's, you know, goes all the way up. So we've had so many different people involved. As I say, we've had professional artists, we've had amateur artists, we've had our own student artists from Rowan taking part, we've had people's children, grandchildren. It is such an eclectic mix of artwork and they're all absolutely beautiful. I can't say any more about it apart from that because they are stunning.
So the trick really is to go along to this exhibition, and we'll give you the details in a minute, because just looking at what you've posted here, OK, the thing that they've got in common is Cambridge, and at that point it stops. So you'll find something. Whatever you're looking for, you're going to find something here.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And talk about affordable art, 45 quid's a bargain, isn't it?
And they're all unnamed, so on the day, the exhibition will be that you'll walk around and you won't know who's done what. So you could get a professional piece of artwork for £45.
Fantastic. Tell us about the exhibition, when and where.
So it is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. We are over at Long Road Sixth Form College in the library. There will be signs, but head to Long Road Sixth Form College, head to the main reception area and you'll see the signs leading you round to where we are. It is, as I say, Saturday and Sunday, 11 till 4 each day. It's free to attend, so just pop in, come and say hello and have a look at some beautiful artwork.
Okay, how do people pay? Do they need cheques, cash? What do they need?
We will be able to take card on the day, cash, cheque, whatever's best for people.
Okay, because don't go along on the Saturday, decide to go home, take a look at that spare space in your dining room and go, yes, I said, what do you think? Tristan, come here. Bring Noah. And the two children. Where are they? Where's lemon and coriander? Come and bring them in here. Do we think that... Yes, let's go and get it tomorrow, because it ain't going to be there.
No.
It's going to have gone.
I really urge people to come along on the Saturday.
Bring the money.
Yes, because we will have, when you come into the exhibition, if you want to buy something, it has to be paid for there and then, and then it will be reserved for you. And
so it will stay, can't walk away with it, it's going to stay on show.
Correct, yes, so you can't walk away with it, but it will be yours because you would have paid for it, and then you can collect your canvases from 2 o'clock on the Sunday or the following week from Rowan.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this it's lovely to see both ends of a project.
Yes.
And as I say, the look on your face when it's like, do you want to buy a canvas? you wouldn't have wanted one of my crayonings, really.
Oh, dear. No, honestly, when we first decided to do it, I just thought, oh, my goodness, what are we doing? But now we're here, I'm just so excited.
It's great.
We've got so many beautiful pieces of artwork. We've got loads of people coming along. And, yeah, I just can't wait. Sort of rock and roll now, so...
All right, now here comes the difficult question. On the basis that you may still have a couple of bits left at the end of it, what about people who are going, I can't make it on Saturday. Is there going to be any follow-up opportunity for people to buy any of this?
Well, there might be. This is something that we haven't got to yet. So we will see where we're at on Sunday, see what we've sold, what we haven't sold. And then we will speak to the artists who have done the canvases. Mm-hmm. And if they are happy for us too, there may well be some canvases available on our website, depending on what's left. But in an ideal world...
They'll all be gone. I'm just saying, there might just be a couple of bits left at the end. So you never know how these things work out. Well, I'm so pleased that it's all worked out. I'm so impressed by just the few samples I've seen here. This is absolutely stunning. So this is the Rowan Original Art Exhibition. It's on Saturday. Saturday and Sunday from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. at the library at Long Road Sixth Form College on Long Road. So there we are. Take cash, take cards, take your chequebook with you, and away you go. Right. Okay. What projects are up next for you guys?
Oh my goodness, we've got so much planned for the year already. We've got a drama performance taking place in April, which is going to be really exciting. So I'll let you know the details soon about that. We have got a possible trip to the seaside with all of our student artists. So. Before Christmas, we actually went to the Cambridge Arts Theatre and we took all of our student artists, staff and volunteers to see the Panto. And we had such a brilliant time. We thought, hey, what should we do this year? So the answer is, because it's our 35 years this year.
Oh my goodness.
Really exciting. It's our 35 years. So we thought we've got to do something special. So we're actually, after the art exhibition, we're going to be doing a lot of fundraising. And then we're going to be taking all of us. So it's probably going to be a good 100 of us planning to head to the seaside for the day.
Oh my goodness.
Why not?
Well, no, I'm with you. That's sounds like an amazing day out. Huge fun. That sounds lovely. All right, well, listen, it's great to see you. It's great that this has been a success. I'm sure the weekend you're going to be busy and you're going to be emptied out, which is exactly what we want. And, we'll keep in touch.
Yeah, fantastic.
Bless you. That's Hetty Wood. She's from Rowan. And just a reminder, that art exhibition, all the paintings, all the art that they've done, £45 each. It's all anonymous, so you don't know whether you're getting a professional artist or an amateur artist, but amazing standard. Saturday and Sunday, 11 till 4 at the library at Long Road Sixth Form College.